I mean, I would have been a sports psychologist nightmare because I got used to get incredibly nervous. You know, even though I was very confident, I used to get incredibly nervous to the point of nearly feeling sick.
What, just before the match?
Yeah, a few hours before. And, you know, to the fact that I would nearly be crippling over with being sick. But for me, fear was a factor in my performance. You know, I think people talk about the arousal stage and that you know, if you go and give a speaking engagement, if you're not nervous or not nervous like tonight, you're never going to do a good job. And I was always incredibly nervous until I sort of, after the warm-up or whatever. But, you know, fear was an amazing factor for me. I mean, I hated the thought I was going to lose, you know, so badly that it worked towards me. It wasn't debilitating. It wasn't something that, you know, people would probably say it was, but sometimes the fear of winning, losing was overweighed the joy of winning. So, yeah, but, yeah, psychology plays an enormous part, I think. But I just think that sometimes you have to, we tend to take crutches these days. There's so much support out there that sometimes we tend to look for other people for your answers when sometimes if you try and work it out yourselves, or you have to work it out yourselves, which is often the case in individual sports people that travel on their own, you probably come out with a better result.